How do you get control of an out-of-control to-do list? Hi, welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery. I'm Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership coach. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find out more about me and how to work with me personally over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today we have a really familiar listener question. When you have all the things to do, when everything seems so important and it's all really good stuff because it means your business is working and you're finding success, how do you get control of everything that needs to get done? Let's listen in on today's listener question and I'll find you on the other side. Hi, Heather. I've just discovered your podcast and I'm really enjoying them. So here's a question for you. I've set up my own company, a communications consultancy, June of this year after freelancing as a writer and a broadcaster for 2 years. Before that, I worked in communications for a major UK charity for more than a decade. I've already realized so much about how to run a business in a very short time and have quickly learned that hacking my own mindset is the hardest thing. So even though it feels like I'm making mistakes every single day, I'm daring greatly and learning from them all. I'm very lucky to have an amazing supportive business advisor who is also my partner, who's helped me get going and growing. As a result, my business is growing fast. I'm getting lots of clients and lots of work, and I'm able to farm out some of this to other brilliant people. But I still feel so overwhelmed with how much I have to do, not just my own actual work, but the administrative side, dealing with clients, putting together quotes and pitches, preparing the tax and financial info for my accountant, and so on. Oh, and I'm also meant to be writing a book for which I have a major international publishing deal. Most of the time, I just feel absolutely paralyzed by the amount of things on my to-do list and just want to lie on the floor until everything goes away. As a result, I constantly feel like things are spiraling out of control and I'm working at all hours and weekends just to stand still. I'm hitting pretty much all of my deadlines, but my health and fitness are suffering, and I'm having actual nightmares involving tasks lists. I will be putting together a business plan over Christmas to get to a point where I can hire someone to help me, probably in Q3 of next year, and building some online tools to streamline inquiries and proposals, but I don't have the time or the cash flow to do either of those right now. Do you have any insight for me or your other listeners about how to get through the stage where you just have all the things to do, because right now it kind of sucks? Yes, I do have things and suggestions to offer you. But first, one of the things that I think is really important is that you take a moment to take in your success. That this is a really good problem for a business owner to have. That you are generating work, you're generating visibility, you have book deals coming out, and people are finding you in demand. That is a lot to be grateful for and appreciative of. And if you can take the moment to take that in, it's going to also remind you of what you're capable of, right? Look at everything you've done so far. Look at what you've learned. Look at what you've mastered. This is a lot of good stuff. And you have skill sets and techniques that you've learned in this time of building this business that you can apply to your overwhelm. Because this is the thing that we say all the time on the show. I quote Matthew Kimberly up, down, and sideways on this, that we don't get overwhelmed when we don't know what to do. We get overwhelmed when we don't know what to do next. Now, here's the thing. You're looking at all of the metrics and all of the things you need to do and the client demands and the work demands and what people are asking of you and what people are expecting of you. And of course, you're going to get overwhelmed because that perspective puts you in the passenger seat of the car of your business. You are not driving the show when you're worrying about getting the deadline for a client pitch, when you're worried about how you're going to get all of the information your accountant needs to get the numbers right, or when you're focusing on the publisher expectations for your book deal. So what we really need to get you to do to get out of overwhelm is to get in the driver's seat of your car, of your life, of your business. And the first thing we need you to do is take that car and pull it over and find a moment to pause and catch your breath. So what I want you to do, because you've shown that you meet deadlines, you've shown that when other people have an expectation of you that such and such is due at such and such a time, you make it happen. But what's happening, as you pointed out, because you're not taking care of your health and you're not taking care of your fitness, is that you put your needs at the bottom of the list. And right now, what you need is time to catch your breath, focus, and plan. So what I want you to do is put it in your schedule as a project, as a pitch, as whatever it is that's been filling up your time and your task list thus far. I want you to schedule in that time. And it sounds like you already have, that you have some plans to do your business plan over Christmas. But the idea that you're experiencing this much success, that you're balancing this much work, and that you still don't think you can hire people, I think that there's a little bit of a contradiction in that. Like, it doesn't actually all add up, because sometimes what you actually need to be more organized and efficient in your business is to actually hire someone before you see all the T's crossed and all the I's dotted. That the evidence that's sitting in front of you right now is that the work is coming in, that people are finding you in demand, that you're offering a service that is important to people, but you're going to burn out and you're going to be less effective and less successful unless we get you to breathe. So yes, I do think that you're probably going to be in a place where you could and should hire earlier, but I actually don't even think that that's the main point of the message. That's not the main point, at least for what I want to share with you today. What I really want you to do is to look at all of the things you're doing and see what absolutely positively needs to get done by you, because it's your zone of genius and no one else needs to do it. And if you look at that list, what are the types of things that you don't need to be doing? They simply need to get done. Because my guess is you have resources and help and people who would be willing to pony up and help you, or you could just ask another freelancer or another, you know, sort of contractor to pick up a couple of hours of work without actually hiring a full-time staff. But you need to start making decisions that set you up for success. What you're spending your wheels spinning on is trying to set your business up for success, but you're leaving the oxygen mask off yourself and you're wondering why this feels so out of control. We need to get you to breathe, and we need to get you to look at your to-do list critically, to double check to make sure that the things you think you need to do actually positively need to get done. And then next, what I want you to do is look at the list of things that you're doing and make darn sure that it needs to be you doing them. Because if you take some time and you see your worth per hour, the amount of time that somebody would spend with you for an hour of your time consulting on media, consulting on visibility, that is what an hour of your time is worth. And should you really be doing it, doing those menial office tasks that other people could be taking care of, especially if that's their zone of genius and that's what they're really good at? So it is so easy to get overwhelmed. And the reality is people have written into this show with letters very similar to yours without any of the success markers, without any of the benchmarks, because we attach story to how busy we are. We attach story to how important it is for us to be doing the things, and we get tied into this bootstrap startup mentality. But what you're learning is the business you're looking at is no longer a startup. If you have an international book deal, if you are managing pitches at a level that you can't keep up with, you are past the startup phase. So you have to move through the world as a boss that's past the startup phase and start moving to the how. So when you look at your list that's so overwhelming and the to-do list, what I want you to do is get crystal clear on the business you want to have and what you want to be running, your dream business. Because a lot of times the mistakes that startups make and beginners make is they say yes to everything in this feast or famine response. They're so worried that the work isn't going to continue. They're so distracted by everybody else wanting them in demand. And they're so afraid to say no, because they don't know if they say no, if another offer will come. And that's part of the mentality that gets you in that passenger seat. What I want you to do is find a scheduled amount of time to get crystal clear on where you want this thing to go. What do you want your business to look like? What do you want the services to be? What do you want the offerings to be? Where do you want to be spending your time? And then as opportunities pop up, I want you to measure those opportunities against your dream business and start being less afraid to say no, to make sure you're only saying yes to the opportunities that meet your dream business model. If it doesn't fit in your current dream model right now, it's not a fit for you right now. That doesn't mean you're married to your dream business model. That doesn't mean that what is right now can't ever change. But for right now, you have to get a handle on your business, on who you want to be, what you want to offer, how you want to move through the world, and what you want this thing to look like. And then you need to use that time to catch your breath and get organized. So one of the things that I like to do when my to-do list is completely out of control is to schedule in my tasks into my schedule as if they're people. Because the thing is most of us won't cancel meetings we have with people, but we will cancel time at the gym. Most of us won't, miss an appointment, but we're willing to skip a meal. So what we need to do is to get you looking critically at your schedule, looking at the tasks, making darn sure it has to be you doing them, that there isn't a thinking error at play, that there isn't a mindset thing at play, that there isn't some sort of feast and famine mentality at play around hiring staff and watching more money go out. Because what you're learning is that you are at your threshold of what amount of money can come in. Right now, you're cutting yourself off at the knees because you can't scale yourself. And what we need to do is get you to be able to scale yourself, which means that yes, if you can get somebody to do like a $15 to $20 an hour task for you, you need them to do that so you can land the larger contract, so you can land the bigger clients and pay that cost back in spades. But you're not going to get out of the weeds until you catch your breath, you get the oxygen mask on yourself, and you get an opportunity to get organized. Because then you can decide, is this a task I need to be doing? How much time should I be spending on it? What is the cost of me doing this task versus hiring it out? And making a plan and doing it mindfully and intentionally versus reactively. Because right now you're just struggling with managing success. And it's so understandable to me because you haven't been at this part of business before. So it reminds me like when somebody gets promoted, right? Where we're like awesome at our job and we over deliver and we're super effective and our bosses love us. And because we're so good at that, we earn a promotion and suddenly we go in the following Monday and we're staring at a job that we have no idea how to do because we only got it because we were really good at our last one. That's what you're sitting in right now. And so what we got to get you to do is to give yourself permission to stop and to pause, to look critically at deadlines that you've agreed to that are simply unrealistic that you might need to have that conversation about, to schedule in the tasks that do need to absolutely get done by you into your schedule, but to make sure you're doing those things in a way that's cohesive with the business plan you've set out for yourself, that this is consistent with the kind of business you want to run. Because if it's not, you will want to burn it to the ground. The success that you're experiencing will stop feeling good. You'll start feeling overwhelmed by it. And like you said, you'll want to run away from it. And that's the last thing I want from you. What we need to do is just to get want you to build yourself up a little bit, to look at yourself as a business owner, to change that story about yourself, that you're no longer in startup mode. Yes, it happened quick. Yes, you struck lightning and you got liquid gold, but now you're in the big leagues. So you have to act like a big league boss, which means you can't bootstrap it, which means you can't nickel and dime it, that you have to see the success for what it's worth and invest back into the business. And it's super scary. But the evidence in front of you that I'm looking at in this letter is showing me that your business is capable of exceeding that, not just matching it, not just meeting it, but over delivering and exceeding that expectation so you can bring your business to the next level. But you can't, right now you're not bossing your business. It's bossing you. You're an employee of this thing right now. You're seeing the list of tasks and the business is telling you what to do and it's running the show. I want you running the business and I want you getting into boss mode, looking critically at the things that you've decided you need to do, really taking a second look at your decision not to hire, and figuring out where you need to ask for help and where you need to accept help. And one of the things that I always think is a really good idea is, you know, making sure you are looking at and you're checking on your systems, that the way you do things, the way this business is set up, is actually genuinely setting you up for success, and to look critically at that. I actually have a systems person in mind for you. I don't think there's a website up for this consultancy yet, but I'm going to personally email you after this recording so that I can introduce you to somebody who might help you with some of these things, or at least give you some ideas, because the actual systems part of it is not my tool set, but what I have to offer you is like a different way of thinking about it and a different way of approaching it. And I think that once we can get you bossing this business instead of letting this business boss you, that you're going to be able to get in control of this and design systems, or get somebody to design them for you in such a way that sets this thing up for success so you can really fly. All of the evidence is in front of you that you are wholly capable. You have figured this all out before. The only reason why you're overwhelmed isn't because you're incapable. It's simply because you don't know what to do next, and you're never going to figure it out from the reactionary seat, from the passenger seat, because you don't have control of the brake. You don't have control of the gas. So this thing is just moving on its own accord, and we got to get you behind the wheel, and then everything will start to feel easier. So I hope that this helps. There's a lot here. And I hope that I at least gave you a little bit of a roadmap. But I also invite you, this is a really good conversation. You're welcome to sort of, after you take a listen, you know, write me with a follow-up question. We can sort of use this as a little case study for all of the listeners to follow through. If you, you know, get a sense, or you do a couple of things and you get stuck again, like, happy to work with you on that and use the show to do it while you get yourself organized and sorted. Thank you so much for listening to the show and taking a chance on me. Congratulations on everything you've achieved so far. And know that the evidence on the wall suggests that this is just only the beginning. So hold on to your hat. You are going after 2019 and you're gunning for it. And I couldn't be happier for you. Thanks so much for your question today. And I look forward to talking to you all next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.